I'm Brother Charles Lovejoy from the Smithsonian Church of Christ. We're glad to come into your home this morning with the Word of God. This morning we'll be going to Philippians, the second chapter, beginning at verse 5, going through verse 11. And for your reading, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and the glory of the Father. From this particular scripture this morning, we've selected as a subject, the sweetest name I know. The sweetest name I know is Jesus. Jesus, our Redeemer, God's only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, our Redeemer, our salvation, salvation in no other name other than Jesus. Jesus, our rock, our Peter upon this rock, I'll build my church, my show's ownership to Christ. He is our foundation. He is our deliverer. He is our savior. He is our king. He is our joy, and he is our peace. He is the one who calmed the raging sea. He is the one who gave sight to the blind. He is the one who caused the dumb to speak and the deaf to hear, and the lame to walk. And he is the one that called the dead to rise up. He's the one to give hope to troubling hearts. Yes, that's why I love Jesus. He is the sweetest one. His name is the sweetest name I know. His name is exalted above all mankind, above the angels. He is God's only begotten Son. Trust in him. He is the author and finisher of our faith, the rock of our salvation, our comfort on a rocky road, our anchor in a stormy sea, our peace in troubled water, our light in dark places, our bridge over troubled water, our master controller, the captain of our stormy sea. He is our redeemer. He is our anchor in troubled water, our doctor even in a sick room. Talking about Jesus, our leaning post, our rock in a weary land, our refuge in danger, our water in dry places, our shelter in the raging sea, our sunshine in dark places, our protector, our provider, our saving grace. Trust in Jesus. You lean on him. He's our bread when we're hungry, our water when we're thirsty, our shelter in the storm, our rock in a weary land, our refuge in troubled water, our rose of Sharon, someone said, our bright and morning star, our joy in the morning, our bridge over troubled water. Trust in Jesus. Somewhere in our life, our valleys may get low, but we just need to hold on to Jesus. Our mountains may get high as we travel through this race, but we need to hold on to Jesus. And even our bank account might show insufficient funds, but we need to know that we can hold on to Jesus. And our body might become racked with pain, rheumatism and arthritis and heartaches and high blood pressure and sugar diabetes, but we can't quit. We got to hang on to Jesus, because he is our rock in a weary land. He is our comfort in the raging storm. He's one that'll stand by us when trouble comes. He'll stand by us when sickness comes. He'll stand by us when heartaches come. He'll stand by us when sorrow comes. He'll stand by us when disappointment comes. Yes, he will. Trust in Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Oh, what a wonderful thing to call on the name of Jesus, to trust in him, to lean on him, his everlasting arm, or to know that he cares about each and every one of us. He'll rescue us in our time of trouble. He'll bring us about and take care of us. He cares about us no matter what our circumstances are. We can trust in him. Lean on the everlasting arm. The sweetest name I know is Jesus. Oh, how beautiful it is to confess him. He said, whosoever confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. We ought to be glad to say, I know Jesus. I know Jesus know me. He is my yesterday, my today, and my tomorrow, and my forever. Trust in Jesus. He'll see you through no matter what you're going through. You today need to, if looking for someone, I recommend Jesus. He is the one that can help you in your time of trouble. He is the one that can bring you home. Trust in him. Obey the gospel. Obey his command. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Come on down to the Church of Christ and learn more about Jesus.